Funky Red Friday. We wear red on Friday to remember everyone deployed. It's 6:05, Trey Ware, 550 KTSA, FM 107.1. The Trey Ware page, KTSA.com. And thank God again for our citizen journalists who are out there. You're not getting it from the mainstream media. You're not going to get the truth. They're lying to you, and they're covering up facts. But we have a whole new breed of citizen journalists who are on the new Twitter and IG. Without them, you wouldn't know about the balloon passing overhead. You wouldn't know about what's going on in Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio, with all the chemicals in the ground. $120-plus million to Ukraine. Guns, tanks, missiles to Ukraine. Joe Biden says that'll go on forever. Mitch McConnell says that's the most important issue that faces America. Meanwhile, in America, we have 1,000 trains off the rails, according to the Transportation Secretary. We have toxic chemicals in our air and water because of these train derailments. We have Russian bombers overhead. We have an open border with God knows who's coming across, including members of other countries' military, probably Chinese Army. We have airport chaos. JFK, Terminal 1, shut down for the second day in a row because of a fire. We've got violent crime in the streets, and Biden is now weaponizing FEMA against U.S. citizens. Telling the folks in East Palestine, Ohio, no, you're not going to get any help. No. You know why? Because more than 75% of them voted for Orange Man. Orange Man bad. But folks, with as much as this is being out of control, and you can hear my opening monologue from last hour on the Trey Ware page, KTSA.com, it's all planned. What you're watching and what we're living through is the planned destruction of the United States. And my guest, Matthew Lohmeyer, just amazing work in a brand new book, Irresistible Revolution. He's got a podcast. And I have him joining me now on the Stevens Roofing Newsmaker Hotline to talk about these things. And Matt, thank you very much for coming on.
Yep, happy to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
And I should address you as Colonel because that's what you are. And you were in our Space Force, which I praise Donald Trump for thinking about what we need to be doing in space because the Chinese want to fight us there as well. They've made that perfectly clear. But let's stick with what's going on in today's world and here in the United States, and we see this chaos that's going on. What do you think about what's happening right now?
Yeah, I really like, Trey, how you've opened up in your monologue. I guess I call it a monologue. It's the first part of the show that I've heard this morning. But the absurdity of it all should really be shocking to every American. All of those things that you've mentioned, we've been so desensitized to this kind of thing showing up in the news cycle. But I mentioned yesterday on Glenn Beck's show a question: must military force be used to destroy a country? And the answer to that question is, of course not. And China has understood that for a very long time. Now, it's not just China that seeks to undermine the United States, but as a state actor, they are mentioned in our national security strategy and our national defense strategy as the top priority of those planners and policymakers and decision makers in this country who are concerned about threats to the country. China's been in there for years, but China understands you don't need to use direct kinetic military might to defeat the United States. In fact, for the last couple of decades, they've been seeking to undermine and diminish and destroy the United States using every means but kinetic means, which includes the spy balloons, of course, that we've recently talked about. But it goes so much deeper than that. Anything that you can think of when you put your imagination to work is something that the Chinese have been exploiting for a very long time to undermine our sovereignty, our territorial integrity, and the unity of the United States.
We had a president just a few short years ago that was taking on China. He started to talk about China back in the 1980s, and he said that's going to be our biggest threat. Of course, I'm talking about Donald Trump. He had been on several of those talk shows, Oprah Winfrey and others, talking about how, yeah, eventually a president's going to have to deal with China. And he was dealing with China. And I happen to believe that the whole COVID thing, all part of removing him from office, that they will weaponize anything, including COVID, whether they invented it for such purposes or not. There's clear weaponization of that. They're now weaponizing fentanyl and sending it across the southern border, and it's killing about 100,000 of our youth every year. So there's no doubt in my mind, and when we look about what's going on, you know, nationwide, Matt, do you believe that a lot of these things are kind of connected when we look at what's happening at our airports, when we look at what's happening with our trains and the derailments, when we look at violent crime in the streets? How could all this not be connected and planned?
It's an excellent question. Frankly, that's great foresight on behalf of former President Trump to have identified decades ago that China was going to become probably the greatest state actor threat that we have in this country. But it's not just China. As I mentioned, the World Economic Forum has been very open, and some of its actors and other, frankly, leaders in the international political community have been very open about the Great Reset, for example, and coordinated plans to undermine Western influence on the world stage. One of the things that President Reagan said, which Americans have always remembered, is that we maintain peace through strength, and weakness only invites aggression. And so even without a plan, but there is a plan, but even without a plan, the kind of weakness we've exhibited as a country over the past couple of years, it inevitably invites aggression from other state actors. And so if it hadn't been planned, we'd still see a lot of the problems that we're facing today because of the weakness of our posture on the world stage. But there is a plan in place, and it's all the more easy to take advantage of the weakness and vulnerability of a diminished, economically weakened United States with an open border and all the other problems that your listeners are seeing. I mean, it would be foolish for Xi Jinping, for example, to not capitalize on the moment that he's faced with in his effort to rise to an ideological and geopolitical position of influence on the world stage at the expense of the United States.
Matthew Lohmeyer is my guest, and the great the latest book is Irresistible Revolution, talking about the neo-Marxists and how they position themselves throughout our entire society. And Matt, when I heard you, it just made me think, because I talk about a lot of these same issues, how the neo-Marxists have positioned themselves in education, and they're indoctrinating our kids and telling them to hate our country, teaching our children at a very young age to hate our country and to hate white people just because they're white. And that's truth.
Right.
And that's going on in our schools. The same thing is true with our media. Our media is completely corrupt. They are a force against the American people right now. And I mentioned in my opening monologue, thank God for citizen journalists and the new Twitter, because they're out there. We wouldn't have known about the spy balloon had it not been for a couple of guys that looked up in the sky and had their phones with them. This president wasn't going to tell us. And I happen to believe, by the way, because we know, and you know this coming from the Space Force, you know that they saw that balloon leave China. It went all the way across the water before it ever got close to land. They had plenty of opportunities to take it down. But I happen to believe Joe Biden is compromised because of all the money that has flowed through his family and the family operations.
Right.
But he let it go. He just said, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's pretty good and educated guess to make about, it's a very likely reason as to why we tolerate certain threats to our country. It's a very good suggestion. You know, one of the things I believe is that we've been in a cold war with China for a number of years, and China has been very clear openly that they believe that they're in a war with the United States. But we're not just in a cold war with China. We're also in a kind of cold civil war here at home, and people are starting to talk about that in the last couple of years. That's a terrible combination for this country, and I hate to always be talking about all of the downside that we're facing as I go about the country speaking and joining radio shows, but you know, it takes a lot of concerted effort to help wake Americans up in this country, and usually nations recognize their own peril just a little bit too late. But there are plenty of enemies and people that hate our country right here at home, to say nothing of foreign actors, who have now done, as I mentioned in my book, even the unthinkable. They haven't just infiltrated our education system. Our long-trusted bastion of patriotism and conservatism, the United States military, has also been infiltrated by people, wittingly or not, who both hate our country and are happy to talk about it. And they're wearing the uniform of the country right now as well. And they happen to be in senior military leadership positions right now, like Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
Hold your line, because I want to get that on the other side of the break. Matthew Lohmeyer is my guest. The name of the book is Irresistible Revolution. When we come back, we're going to talk about what they're doing to the military, a topic that we have talked about many times on the show, and how they are bringing about a revolution within our military. It's a big story. We are Military City USA. More with Matt Lohmeyer coming up. Trey Ware, KTSA.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And
stay connected.
It's Funky Red Friday. Wear red today. Remember, everyone, deployed 620, Trey Ware, KTSA, Irresistible Revolution with Matthew Lohmeyer, Lohmeier, MatthewLohmeyer.com. He's on the Stevens Roofing Newsmaker Hotline. Now, you were a lieutenant colonel in the Space Force, and what happened when they separated you? What was that all about, and why did that happen?
Well, for some time, I had seen, and it wasn't just me, but my initial experience was that I was seeing what you've labeled accurately, a neo-Marxist oppressor versus oppressed, white versus black narrative of affairs in the United States, and also just your standard neo-Marxist anti-American rhetoric was being pushed by our senior military leaders throughout the military in the form of diversity and inclusion trainings. I wrote a book exposing that long after, in fact, giving feedback to my chain of command and filing a formal written Inspector General's complaint, but it was for writing a book about that topic and tying the current social justice activism and all of the anti-Americanism that we see to a lineage of ideas that is rooted in Marxist ideology. It was for writing that book that I ended up being fired, separated from the military without my pension, and after that ended up speaking around the country, frankly, ever since, trying to inform people about what's happening in the United States military.
And you were on the way to meet with your superior officer, which resulted in your firing and your separation, and you got a call from a Politico reporter that already knew about it?
Right. It was clear that it had been coordinated in advance. The Space Force had coordinated the issuance of military.com. She worked for military.com at the time. She now works for Politico. But they had a good relationship with her. They coordinated the release of a story the following morning. And she called me on the way to my boss's office asking what my feelings were after being fired. And I said, Well, you caught me just a few minutes too early, apparently. I'm on my way to my boss's office right now, and I then understood why it was that I'd been called into my boss's office after duty hours on a Friday afternoon. I lived on the military base at Buckley Air Force Base. But they got word that I had published a book at the beginning of May 2021, couldn't have possibly got their hands on it yet to read the book,
right.
And out of fear, is my best suspicion, out of fear because of the given climate, they fired me, hoping to cover their own back and backs, and then investigated to see if I did something illegal or unethical, and in fact, I hadn't, and so they were in a pretty hard place.
So now there's several things that stick out in my mind concerning our military, and you know San Antonio is a big military town, of course, and we call ourselves Military City USA. We have joint bases all over the place here. A lot of training goes on at Randolph. All the training for the medicine, the military happens right over here at SAMC, not far BAMC from where I am, and of course, if you come into the Air Force as an airman, you're going to go through Lackland. So we do a lot of that here in San Antonio. A lot of the live fire stuff is done over at Camp Bullis. I over the past couple of years, since this administration in particular has been in, but this has been going on prior to this administration as well, the military has really gone woke, and they've really pursued this whole thing about social justice to the point where General Milley says, I need to understand my own white privilege and how it affects how I lead the military, how he says that I will call China. If we're going to attack China, then I'm going to call our adversaries first and let them know we're going to attack them. Lloyd Austin says, the Secretary of Defense, his number one priority is dealing with white supremacy in the military. Mm. So I hear from guys all the time, Matt, who say, look, I'm getting out. First of all, this is unattractive for people to get in the first place, and recruiting is way, way down, about 30% off of what it should be. Retention is horrific now. Guys are getting out very quickly, and it's all a result of this woke bullcrap that they're putting our guys and ladies through.
You're 100% correct. I predicted in my book that this was going to be a big problem, and it's really a no-brainer. Of course, people are going to be disincentivized from service. We have an all-volunteer force in this country. And people sign up to serve in uniform because they believe there's something worth serving. They believe there's a country that's worth defending. When they're taught about the systemic racism of their country, how irredeemably racist it is, how evil the country is.
Good point.
Why, if you buy into it,
yeah.
Why would you want to sign up to serve in an all-volunteer force to serve a country that's not deserving of your defense? And if you don't buy into it, you're disincentivized likewise, because that's not what you signed up for in the first place. You don't want to be bombarded with ideology when you're in uniform. So at very least, let me say this point, at very least, focusing on all of these false and anti-American narratives and false narratives of American history is a distraction and causes us to misplace our priorities. But at worst, it's dividing the military, it's crippling our recruitment and retention efforts, and frankly, it's far more likely that it's the worst, it's the latter, and a divided military isn't the kind of military the American people can put their trust in.
Right. Now, I don't want to leave everybody without hope, because I this is why I do what I do. I fully believe, and I have hope, that as we wake people up, because ABC's not going to wake them up, CNN's not going to wake them up, CBS is not going to wake them up, it's you, it's me, it's people like us doing shows like this and your podcast and your book who are going to wake people up. And I believe we can win this. Now, it's not going to be done overnight, and it's not going to be easy. Nothing worth having is done overnight. Nothing worth having is done in an easy fashion. But as we wake people up and tell them the truth and tell them the truth and tell them the truth, I think we can turn this around. I have all the hope that we can turn this around. I'm not hopeless.
That's a great way to end. In fact, we should be all the more grateful for those who are currently willing to stick it out in the military and serve in an all-volunteer force. There's so many good people, so many patriots who serve in our military that are deserving of our gratitude and respect, who frankly right now are being disincentivized from further service by the senior military leadership based on some of what they're being bombarded with, but they stick it out nevertheless because they believe in defending the American people and they're trying to make a difference from within.
MatthewLohmeyer.com. It's LOHMEIER. MatthewLohmeyer.com. You can also get Irresistible Revolution there or at Amazon.com or wherever you get books. I hope we can talk again, Matt.
Thanks, Trey.
Really enjoyed it. All right, so Matthew Lohmeyer is where you get all the details. Now, when we come back, quick break for the news. When we come back, we're going to dive into some of the other stories of the day. Trey Ware, KTSA.
Stop dealing with constant tooth pain and stop.